a letter to the Minister for the Environment. I've been thinking about the EPBC Act, and it's making me sad. I'm a farmer from the plains, you see. I need a healthy environment and biodiversity. So it's really too bad that the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act is severely broken. This has often been spoken. It doesn't protect our environment nor our biodiversity, and both of these are very important to me. You know they increase my productivity. The birds and good bugs kill my crop pests, you see, and the trees give my stock a good place to be when it gets too hot. And of course, water is a necessity. I get my water from the sky and the ground, you see, and both these sources are in jeopardy. From the coal mines and gas fracking they want to put next to me. Haven't they heard of renewable electricity? This land around here is known worldwide for its fertility, but you can't farm without water, I'm sure you'll agree. And I need water for my scones and my cup of tea. I give thanks to the New South Wales CWA for their recipe and for their positive environmental advocacy. So let's get back to the old EPBC. It needs to be fixed. Urgently. You've done your consultation and a big review. I even put in a long submission too, so you already know exactly what things to do to make the EPBC really act. And here are just a few. A climate trigger that would really work to keep our environment safe. A better water trigger to stop aquifer contamination and waste. Stronger safeguards for all our national biodiversity and an independent environmental protection agency. It's not such a big task. For the farmers of Australia, it's not such a big ask. So now I'll sign off. Yours sincerely, from a farmer who loves this land dearly.